everyone. It's April, and Tony and I are back here again this week. Unfortunately, this week I have some little bad news. My dog, Biddy, she's a little Minpin. She's about 14 years old. We don't know if it was a stroke or something going on with her liver, but I found her passed out 2 days ago. So, of course, I immediately ran her to the doctor, and he said that her white blood cell count was really high. He said there's some kind of infection in her body. And so he said that and her liver numbers are off, her kidney, everything's off in her body, everything. And he says, and I don't know if that's from an infection or if there's cancer. I don't know. So what we did was we gave her a lot of fluids. He gave her a very powerful antibiotic, which now 2 days later seems to be working a bit. She's back. Yes, the last 2 days before today, she was staring out into space. She had some seizures. All of it, he said, could be related to the liver. That happens. You have seizures. So I got her in a crate with it's open crate, so I can see through it and everything. And she's in her bed, and she's taking food, but only by syringe. I'm giving her bone broth, and I'm pureeing chicken breast. And yesterday I got 30 milliliters of the bone broth and 25 milliliters of the puree. This morning she was up looking at me, focused. And I think she was hungry because I got 30 milliliters down her within 10 minutes. So I'm hoping today, you know, is that a signal of things are going to be a little better today. I'm taking her up for more fluids to the veterinarian after we finish the show today. And I'm going to get a bag of the fluids for myself because over the weekend, the vet's not there. So I got to do it myself. But hey, I'm a whole veteran at putting fluids in animals. I can do it really well. So I'm not afraid of doing that. So, but she does get better after the fluids. And I'm just trying to keep her engaged. I had brought her in to watch TV last night. We drew all the same things we always do, only she's doing it in a dog bed and I'm carrying her around like that. I'm hoping and praying that I can pull her out of this crisis mode because the vet said, you know, it's manageable. I mean, it's not a great scenario, but it's manageable. He said, if we can get the infection out of her. So I'll keep you guys posted. Tony, how is the little crew over there? And how's your little angel?
My little angel, yes, I posted on Facebook, little Kai. He's 9 weeks old, and he's just a little angel. He's so tiny. And we're just going through getting to know each other. And I know I can't leave him. He's got to go with me everywhere. And that's fine. And we'll see as time goes on. Q is finally accepting him. So we're doing good.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that. And 9 weeks old, that's such a fun time. And he's so little and stinking cute. I can't stand it. It's perfect. It's perfect for you because he's going to make you laugh when you're mad. It's going to be great.
I know. He definitely will. And you will meet him. You will meet him in Palm Springs. So.
That's right. That's coming up too. Our annual Scrabble
game.
It's a tournament. I've been practicing. You know, I'm going to do better this year.
Come on. Okay.
You're a professional at it. I'm not. I'm such an amateur.
No, I'm not. I'm the worst speller in the world. Oh, my God, no.
Well, I'm going to go get Veronica. And please say hello to our guests.
I will. Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show. Yeah, she thinks she's been practicing Scrabble. We know. She's trying to scare me, that's all. We've got a great show coming up, and I encourage you to write in to innerwhispersradio.com, INNER, whispersradio.com. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. Good day to you.
Good day to you. Our first question is coming from Chris. How could we use our imagination and emotion to create our desired reality?
Well, you're really doing that all the time. The human brain sort of projects things and helps you create the reality. However, being aware that your imagination and emotion are vital ingredients in creating your reality and focusing upon them might help you be a little more accurate, because it could be very random how you're trying to create your reality, maybe an emotional expression here or there. We'd say what you need to do is when you're imagining something that you want to have happen or something that you want to receive and have, you have to really do a detailed imagination of it. And we're talking very detailed. You just don't say, oh, gee, I want, you know, this pair of shoes, or I'd like to create this atmosphere. You have to sit there and really embrace the creation that you have, that picture you have in your head of what you want to create, and embrace it. And then bring the emotion in, whether it's a sad emotion, angry emotion, happy emotion. You got to practice pushing that emotion forward. Like maybe you want to just laugh really hard and see how you can create it from that. Emotion is the final ingredient in any reality that you want to create. So using your emotion to do that, and it doesn't have to be a negative emotion, it can be a positive one as well. But you do it kind of naturally, but obviously some of you are better at it than others. And you could get better if you feel you're not adequate enough by practicing. Practicing the imagination, get and detailed, I mean, down to the color of all the shades and everything. Very detailed imagination can help you create the reality that you want. And then you bring that emotion in for the final push, and you can create just about anything if you really dedicate yourself to it. But you're doing it all the time anyway, but it could be a little sloppy or haphazard. And if you do it more direct with really forceful intention, it could be way different.
Okay, our next question, JP would like to know, are there any intelligent extraterrestrials without a soul?
Without a soul?
Yes,
well, there, we can tell you that there are thousands upon thousands of different planets, spaces, dimensional spaces, where extraterrestrials are very intelligent, but not every thing is the same. Like what would happen on Earth wouldn't be the same that wouldn't happen on Nauru or Uranus or Mars. Every place has a different frequency. So the intelligent life is going to be a little different. And a lot of them, they're all ensouled in many ways, but they may treat the ensoulment differently than, say, a human would. Some of them are able to bring the soulful expression in their daily routine very easily, and they know how to do it. You can't do it that much in the linear reality that you are all in, because you're all, you know, all very busy and distracted on the planet Earth from what we can see. So, but back to the without a soul. Everybody has a frequency, and your frequency is the representation of your soulful energy. So even, you know, extraterrestrials are going to have a frequency. Their soulful participation may be way different than yours, but they have one. It is a true insult to say someone is a soulless creature, and not necessarily true. It may be an undernourished soul. It may be a neglected soul. It may be one that just isn't given any sort of consideration at all. But every living thing has a frequency, and that frequency represents the soulful energy that you have.
All right, our next question. Joni writes in, my father had brain damage from a cerebral hemorrhage. I grew up with his unpredictable outbursts of rage and fury. Through all that, I never stopped loving him. I feel I have made peace with it all, but how do I know if I am really healed?
Just by asking the question, you're proving that you're healed, because now you're able to look at it, assess it, realize that you made the right choice of still being loving to your father because he was afflicted. He wasn't doing that by choice. He was doing that because of the complications of his brain. We think you are healed, Joni, because you're able to assess it and still speak out loud, I loved him through it all. It was that love that healed you. The love you gave him also healed you as the whole thing was going on. And we think you were very brave through the whole thing, because sometimes he could be fairly difficult, but it wasn't his fault. He was participating in the brain problem that he was having and probably really trying hard to do the right thing, but was finding it impossible. Your father loved you. Even with his affliction, he loved you. And there were times where he was really upset internally because he couldn't control that rage and fury because of his problem. But we do think, dear, your love for him and continuing it, even in the most difficult of times, ultimately was the healing force that helped you. So say to yourself, I am healed, and I loved my father through it all. What a beautiful thing to say and think about. Hold it close to you, Joni, because you are healed.
All right, our next question. Mamie or Maya, M-Y-M-A, were the prophets of the Bible also channelers for higher casual plane entities who brought messages through those prophets, or were they just evolved human beings?
Channeling has been around for a very long time. It was given a bad reputation by those who were of religious persuasion, because religion usually wants to control, usually has a whole set up paradigm. And the church and religion wanted to be the one to be in control, the one that the higher element that you would participate in. So we would say that the prophets, a lot of them were channels, some channelers, some of them were not, but a good handful of them were. And they weren't just evolved human beings. They were coming through like we come through the April Crawford. The religious people wanted to stop that. The Pharisees especially didn't like that, because sometimes the energy like ourselves would contradict the dogma that they were spreading to the people, and that wasn't working out well for them. But channeling has gone on since the beginning of time. Spirit has always had a very deep interest in the humans and in all the creatures in the universe. There's a very deep interest there, and they wanted to come through sometimes when they saw the humans going off the deep end. They wanted to pull them back into, you know, a better place. And sometimes a linear being just can't do that because they don't have the vision or the capabilities that an energy has, like ourselves, that comes through. So we'd say not just an evolved human being, that definitely there was a lot of channeling going on. And some of the parts of the Bible and stuff were channeled material as well, coming from spirit through these men so that people could be enlightened and have a better time of it and evolve. So we would say absolutely yes, there were channelers, and they were channeling just like we are. It was the church that kind of put a bad name on it. They even put out a funny movie about, not, we won't say funny, but about, it was an exorcist about getting rid of it. And the church had a whole big thing about how they would get those evil spirits out of you. So an exorcism. So it's been sort of a battle between linear religion and spirituality for a very long time. But not just evolved human beings, they were channelers as well, a good majority of them.
Okay, Veronica, that was our last question. If you want to take a break, come back and give the message to the world, that would be great.
All right.
Hey, well, again, everyone, it was a good show and interesting questions, and don't be shy. I encourage you to write in all the time and write into innerwhispersradio.com, and we'll get your question on the air as soon as we can, but don't be shy. Come on, write in. Are you there, Veronica?
Yes, we are. What a good day to look around and appreciate. Actually, every day is a good day for that. The energy, though, at this particular time is a little looser than it usually is. So why not today look around you and find at least five things that you appreciate, whether it's somebody's actions or some event that's happening, or even maybe, you know, a good lunch or something. Appreciate your creations every day. And if you don't like your creations or they're giving you problems, then it's time to sit down and start figuring out how to make your creative day a bit better for yourself. Every day, find at least five things to be appreciative of, because that energy is going to help whatever it is you're appreciating to thrive, to expand, to grow. And that's what you want, especially if it's a good thing. So decide today that you're going to show more appreciation and find five things every day. See if you can do it. We believe that if all of you put your mind to it and focused on it, you would find a lot of things to appreciate. And sometimes even negative action or events can turn out to be a very positive thing with an outcome that's great. So don't dismiss immediately something that is appearing on the surface to be negative. Give it a moment and see if it has any value of being able to be appreciated. Because appreciation is like watering the flowers of your reality. And that's what you want to do, especially the good stuff. And it will also teach you a lot about the more negative stuff as well. So give it a go. Find those things. And then look for them every day afterward, because it will help you stay on track of what you want to do.
All right. Thank you, Verona. Veronica, great message. And I want to thank everyone for listening to the show today. We'll be back with you next week with more questions. And until then, have a great weekend. Bye-bye.